June 3rd, 2015, I am your Jesus, born incarnate. I have come to reiterate a very important point, a point I am hopeful all will take to heart. It is necessary for grace to be effective in hearts and in lives that souls respond to the graces given from heaven. Every soul is given graces abundant enough towards his own salvation. He is given the grace to know the truth and to distinguish good from evil. He is given the grace of conversion and of repentance at some point in his life. Everyone who commits the sin of abortion is given the grace of truth as to their deed. Everyone who commits the sin of sodomy is given at some point the grace to know the evil they commit. Everyone who blasphemes the truth is given the grace to understand and to accept the truth. The problem is never the lack of grace in a misguided soul, but the lack of response to grace. Often it is a lack of humility which discourages the soul from accepting the grace and to change the course of his actions. Pride holds the soul back from admitting error. Therefore, understand it is the disposition of the heart which determines the ultimate response to grace. If the heart is consumed with self-interest, graces are often overlooked if they do not coincide with self-agendas. This is so true in the case of discernment, the abuse of power, and the compromise of truth. A note is given to read Romans chapter 8, verse 28. We know that in everything God works for good with those who love him, who are called according to his purpose. Scripture verses asked to be read by Jesus.